again, more charges of dirty election results. In fact, officials say they might have to throw out about 1 million ballots. We don't have that problem back here at home, do we? November 2nd looms large as many get ready to rock the vote. I think we're going to have the highest voter turnout ever in a midterm election. Don't you disappoint me, America. And coming up in this hour, besides all of that conversation, we can count. We can. And I'll tell you the way. Sadly, part of We Can Count is the story of a climber who fell about 1,000 feet in the Rocky Mountains. Ooh. How'd that happen? Also, we're going to check the mail. A lot of you have some thoughts about the elections and some other things. Remember, you can always send them to me at americatonight.net. And did anybody nail the score? We're going to answer that question, too. But right from the get-go, let's talk about elections close to home, first of all. In New York City, New York voters are not happy with the state economy. They're worried that someone's going to lose their job, if not themselves, their spouse, or half their friends are laid off because, of course, the unemployment rate is almost double digit. I think it really is. And then the underemployed and all that stuff, you know, they never talk about that, but you could also mix that in. So there's reasons for not being very excited, frankly, about what's going on in state government. And certainly not nationally. In the race for governor, Attorney General Andrew Cuomo has the political background because of the family, certainly, and the fact that he's the AG. He's already doing something political, right? A New York Times poll found that his opponent is, at this point, in a very bad way because Cuomo is outdrawing or has a big lead over Carl Palladino, 59% to 24%. That's a big disparity. Polls can not always tell you the whole story because you talk about likely voters, a small percentage, but I think it's pretty clear that this race is not going to go the way of the upstarts, that the embrace of Cuomo is far too steep than the outsider businessman Palladino, who occasionally is tripping over his words. In other words, he's saying what he really thinks, and then he gets in trouble for it, and they ask him to pull back. But in the poll, 59%, like I said, are saying that Palladino just didn't have the right temperament and the personality to be a good governor. 55% said that Palladino, a novice candidate who made millions as a real estate developer, didn't have the right kind of experience. So some of the things that he tripped over, the personality traits, where he got upset, where he made the comments about homosexuals, even though he has many running, helping him run, many campaign workers, including his own nephew, or the fact of how he came across when he was arguing with a reporter. So he was really dubbed as angry, bigoted, and obnoxious. So I would say that a poll is a poll is a poll, but the New York Times poll is probably dead on. That race is Cuomo's. I cannot imagine that it will change unless some crazy skeleton dances, does jumping jacks, and splits out of the closet. That one absolutely is going the way of Cuomo. Now, there are some other races they're going to flip in a different direction, especially for the incumbents. One of them, the big one, is Sharon Angle in Nevada. She keeps opening up a wider lead. The people there are frustrated. The unemployment is the highest in the country. They keep hearing the same thing from Harry Reid. Harry Reid has been the longtime senator, and he's the majority leader, of course, in the Senate. For 28 years, he's had that position. I doubt that he was thinking he was going to get booted out by somebody nobody knew, but it's looking that way. On election day, election eve, when the results pour in and after the clock hits midnight, there might be a different story when it's all said and done because that's still really close, but it's not looking great for Reid. The people are sick of it. They're willing to take a chance on someone that they don't really even know that much about. They just know they're tired, the same old, and he's not giving them anything different, and she offers a completely different change, even if some people think that she's completely off her rocker. Speaking of being off their rocker, boy, that's part of the description of Christine O'Donnell. She's the Tea Party candidate in Delaware who upended Mike Castle, who had all the political backing on the Republican side, but it didn't matter. You have to give her credit. From the grassroots level, she came out of nowhere and won the primary. What kind of chance does she have in the midterm elections to beat Chris Coons? Not looking good. Although the debates are starting to get a little bit stronger for her. Not the first one. The first one, she tripped a bunch. But she's saying, and Coons is saying something different. What Coons is saying is, look, this is a critical seat, and you have to, the people of Delaware have to look at it that way. O'Donnell is saying that these cuts and these scare tactics are not working, and she's hoping for help from the GOP to get that leg up as we go into the last couple of weeks. Listen to both of them.
I don't think there's a scenario where the Republicans take control of the United States Senate if I'm successful in this Senate seat. And I've been told that that's a critical strategic concern for folks who are looking at this race from outside.
There's this scare tactic coming from the Democrats saying that these tax cuts for the rich are these billionaires who are trying to find places to dock their yachts. That's not it at all. It's the dry cleaner down the street. It's the pizza shop owner down the street. It's the hardware store owner. The state party isn't helping us, and we're asking the National Republican Senatorial to help us. We've got the Democratic Senatorial Committee coming after me. We're hoping that the National Republican Senatorial Committee will help us.
Yeah, and see, I don't think she's going to get any help because they're writing this off as a lost cause, looking at the polls and saying, you know, hey, she did a good job in getting to that position, but we really wanted Mike Castle. They might not be voicing it, but that's what they were thinking because he's the more moderate guy in a very Democratic thinking state. So the pressure is on big time on the Democrats, certainly. The Obamas, both of them, have hit the campaign trail. That's what they did this past weekend. There are a lot of Democrats who are very anxious in the final 2 weeks before the midterm election, and they're urging them not to be so discouraged, and they're trying to help rally the vote. But will this backfire with a president whose popularity rating keeps on sinking, and the frustration level around the country is incredibly high because of what's happened with this administration as far as the economy, as far as health care reform, as far as not going far enough if somebody's progressive and voted for Obama, or going too far if they're conservative. He's really in a situation where he's losing on both ends of the scale. So does the push by the president actually help the people who are running for re-election or hoping to knock off the Republican incumbent, let's say? What do you think? I think we're going to see a big switch in the House and in the Senate. We're going to talk about that next. Plus, we're going to check the mail. 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You know, I was thinking about this. Oprah Winfrey is in the last year of her daily talk show, and she's doing all kinds of crazy things. You know, the giving people, crazy, not crazy if you win the things, I guess, but like she's sending the one audience to Australia, all expenses paid, all that kind of stuff. And I think we have good prize packs if you nail the score. So anyway, the former queen of daytime TV was on Jon Stewart's show. If you listen to Jon Stewart's show, The Daily Show, and you get it, and you get his sarcasm, then you get the whole comedy bit. You know, he's got like 100 comedy writers, but for some reason, people think, and he says this all the time in interviews, that he is a news guy. He's not a news guy. He's a guy who makes fun of the news. But anyway, that's a different argument for a different time. But Oprah was on his show, apparently, last week, at the tail end of last week, and she said that she was going to give her support to his upcoming rally to restore sanity in Washington, D.C. This is kind of the counterpunch to the Glenn Beck rally where so many people came out on the mall area. It was crazy. It's like I said, when that happened, no matter if you think you don't like Glenn Beck, you think he's too far off the charts for you, or you do like him or whatever, it is amazing how he got that many people to come out for kind of what amounted to a rally, just like what this is supposedly going to be. I mean, who knows what's going to actually happen there. But she said when she came on, the audience members were supposed to look under their seats, and if they found, they would find these red envelopes, and it was tickets to the rally. So she was flying them all to the rally, I guess. So my question really, though, is because we've got Weekend Count coming up, how many people do you think will go to that rally versus the other one? There's this tendency, though, when they try to count heads that are uncountable, that nobody really knows what the exact amount is. But I don't know. I think a lot of people are going to go show up to this one, too, because certainly Jon Stewart is wildly popular with the younger crowd. There's no question. And like I said, if you get his sarcasm, then you understand what he's doing on The Daily Show and what some of those writers are doing. I don't know, Matt, what do you think? You think he's going to get... I think they're going to have a blowout crowd there, too, just like Beck did.
Yeah, I think he'll have a lot of people that'll show up for it. There's a big kind of grassroots Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter movement. And I think a lot of people are actually going to show up.
Yeah, it's funny. I know somebody, and both of these people were in their 20s, late 20s. I know somebody went to the Beck rally, and I know somebody that's going to Jon Stewart's deal. Wild. See, it's a tale of two different sides of everything, you know, always. All right, so anyway, let's jump into it because I've gotten so much mail. We're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. I just live for that. I love being called mistress. All right, I know, it's twisted. So here's the scoop. Let's take our first one. Let's go to Bill in Missouri. Bill says this. Hi, Kate. Jeremy Maclin of the Philadelphia Eagles had a very good game today. A couple of years ago, his pass receptions and running really pleased crowds of the University of Mizzou. Here's what he did for your Philadelphia Eagles today. I know, Bill. I watched. He was incredible. What happened was the main target was Deshaun Jackson was knocked out. And Bill says this. He says, Maclin thrives with Jackson out. Eagles wide receiver Maclin took the number one role, ran with it after Jackson left with a concussion early in the second quarter, week six against the Falcons. The Eagles were leaning on Jackson early, giving him the opportunity to score two touchdowns of 30-plus yards in the first quarter. But thanks to Maclin, the offense didn't miss a beat. Once Jackson left, Maclin made a diving catch on an 8-yard bullet from the quarterback, Kevin Cobb, for a touchdown in the second quarter, then took a bomb, which was true. That was a great shot. 83 yards for a score and a fake reverse in the third. Ooh, Bill watches football. He finished with 7 catches for 159 yards, both career highs. The two touchdown game, was his second of the season. Hey, you don't have to sell me on, the Mac man. I absolutely know. The first time he had a really big game, my brother emailed me and was talking about him because he's a diehard Eagles fan. We both are from growing up and watching all those years, and absolutely. Luckily, he was there to be able to step in to the shoes of Jackson. Otherwise, the Eagles might have been in trouble. There's a couple of other targets, but he was awesome. I know, he was awesome, awesome, awesome in that game, no doubt about it. All right, here's one from The Gipper. Hey, Kate, I just got to say, I am so excited for November 2nd. I agree with you. I hope people go out and vote. You always say this comment about stripes, I don't care what they are. I agree with you. Who cares what your stripes are? Get off your rump and go and vote. I'm so sick of people whining about this country, and then they don't do a damn thing about it. Yeah, that's the thing. Listen, it doesn't even take that much initiative, let's face it. I think that Election Day should be a national holiday. I think eventually that's what we should go to. Then the excuses go away. Okay, it's a national holiday, so your work, or at least most of the offices, would have to give you off. But there are places where they let you leave and go and vote and come back, and you could probably go and vote, have a coffee somewhere, check your messages, and then go back to the office. You could cheat a little bit. But if we had a national holiday, then we could erase all the excuses or vote on the weekend or, you know, whatever it takes, even though people do work on the weekend. I think it's a disgrace when people don't go and vote. You can't use that tired old thing about, it doesn't matter how I vote. It does. Because if you go and you know it's an avalanche, for example, in one race, and you say, well, I don't want to vote. So then you just don't vote on that one race, then vote on the other ones, because locally there's probably some issues going on, or some candidates for offices there that you'll want to pay attention to because they represent you, for goodness sake, at least on the state level, if nothing else. So this one's from Dennis McMahon, our friend in Vermont. Love that station, WVMT. He says, if a Republican administration or Congress had failed to increase Social Security or offered the piddly alternative, there would be blood in the media and in the political streets. Yet this guy gets another pass, meaning Obama. Imagine it, a Democratic administration holding back on Social Security 2 years in a row. I agree. And you know what? The reason I agree is because people, this goes to the same thing. Listen, I grew up in New Jersey, Philadelphia. New Jersey, very Democratic. A lot of people in New Jersey who voted, that I'm just saying I personally know, that voted for Obama are furious. They go to that group that I say are not happy with what they're seeing. And part of that is people who recently retired and not get the cost of living increase. And you could say, well, oh, well, you know, we don't have the money. Well, why don't we have the money? If somebody works and slaves for XYZ and expect that they're going to get this at the end of the day when it's all said and done and they've paid into Social Security, they should get it, for goodness sake. And listen, I'm for smaller government, absolutely. But you don't do this to people, you don't do this with Social Security to people who have paid in. They paid in. They put their money in the pot. They deserve to get the money back. And the cost of living increases are usually so minuscule anyway. But this is 2 years in a row. Guess what? Their insurance is going up thanks to the new health care reforms. People don't realize that. But remember, a lot of people have to get, most have to get supplemental insurance, and they're going to pay more for their premiums. Oh, my goodness. Some of the premiums in some cases are going up astronomically, 32%. I'm not kidding you. You're lucky if it's only going up 7 or 8%. I mean, you are lucky. And even then, people don't want that increase because they can't handle it with everything going up across the board. That's the big problem here. All right, one last one. This is from Scooter. Kate, who nailed the score? You're going to tell us who nailed the score. I was going to call in, but I missed my chance. I'll call in week 7. That game was pretty exciting because you picked the Minnesota-Dallas game. Right on, man. Can't wait to find out. All right, we're going to tell you about that at the end of the hour. But next, we have Week in Count.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis. Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
We start We Can Count off with a shocker. Ready for this, guys? The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Botox to treat chronic migraines. Yep, the injections will be given to adult sufferers of chronic migraines around the head and neck every 12 weeks in an attempt to dull future headaches. Wow. Boy, I know a couple of people who get migraines, and it's awful. If you get a migraine, you know what it's like? It's like you're in a dark tunnel and you feel like sweat is pouring down your face and you cannot stand it. You just want to go away and hide. You can't be near anyone. A lot of chronic migraine sufferers, what they do is they have to be like in a really cool room and in the dark, and even if that helps, and then they take different pills for it, and they have a headache on most days. Most days they get some kind of headache. That'd be awful to deal with that. And I'm sure, I guarantee someone out there listening has these migraines. It's a good excuse when you call in, my migraines. No, seriously, I know people, two people that were awesome workers that had migraines and it was like they melted in front of you. It was terrible. So anyway, they say Botox has not been shown to work for people who suffer headaches 14 days or less per month. But chronic migraine sufferers, that they feel like it does help them. And in England, they were actually the first country to approve the use of Botox for migraine treatments. They did it over the summer. So now you could actually, I guess, go and do it for twofold reasons. And nobody would be the wiser. You could say that you have migraines and that's why you're getting the Botox. I don't know. There's just something about injecting botulism into your face. I'm sorry. Give me the wrinkles. If I have wrinkles, fine. That's my life roadmap, I guess. I don't know. I can't see it. My mother is, she just turned 60, she's 66, I think. Yeah, she's 66. I'm telling you, she looks like she's like not a day over 50. So I'm just going to pray that the genes are there and not worry about shots of botulism, if that's okay with everybody. How about this? Sad, sad story. That's the risk you take, though, I guess, when you hike, especially when you're when you know where you're going to territory that can be pretty slick. But the body of a 54-year-old Colorado climber, he was actually killed in a fall at Rocky Mountain National Park, was flown out of the backcountry. The Park Service says James Charles Patrick was climbing a glacier with two companions before noon on Saturday. Then he actually fell 1,000 feet to his death. He carried the rope used by all three, which left the other two stuck on the mountainside. It's like you've seen that. You've seen that when there's a movie where that happened. I can't think of it as a famous movie. But anyway, they called for help. They had the cell phone, and the rangers reached the two of them about 4 hours later. Ooh. So they got out safely, and they stayed with his body overnight until it was flown out on Sunday. But a sad story, except for family members and his friends would say, well, you know, this is what he liked to do. And if you're going to do something like that, you know the risks involved. You know that even though you have all these safety precautions, things you do, that there's never a guarantee that there won't be something that could happen. This is sad. There used to be a guarantee of a better life, right? That was the idea. You grow up, you get married, you have your kids, and then your kids get a better life because you want your kids to have a little bit better, have it a little bit better off than you did. The theory is everybody, every generation, it gets easier or better or economically anyway, right? So the American suburb, they say, is no longer a refuge from poverty in cities. I was stunned when I read this headline, but it was from some analysis that was done by the Brookings Institute that paints a pretty bleak picture for the 100 largest metropolitan areas over the past 10 years. They find that the suburbs are now home to one-third of the poor and rising. The study of all the information from the census is saying since 2000, the number of poor people in the suburbs jumped by 37.4% to 13.7 million. And the growth rate of suburban poverty is more than double than that of cities and higher than the national rate of 26.5. Wow. So millions of Americans pretty much at all income levels moved to the suburbs. That was the idea. Looking for better schools for their kids, better jobs, affordable housing, some kind of security. But incomes have fallen. Harder time trying to make ends meet. That goes to that whole foreclosure thing and what's happening to the housing industry and what's happening to mortgages and lending and everything else and jobs. So after the recession began in 2007, the suburbs continued to post larger increases in the number of poor, adding 1.8 million compared to 1.4 million in the cities. Wow. So the pretty much what they're saying is the people living in the cities have a better are living better. That economically they're better off than all the people who moved to the suburbs thinking this was the way to go because it was affordable, but now finding that, ooh, it's not really that affordable after all. All right, this fits into We Can Count. Boy, you know you're in trouble when you've spent over $500,000 on legal fees in just 3 months. Of course, if you're the lawyer or the law firm on the other end of that, you probably are loving it. But financial disclosure reports are showing that the Republican U.S. Senator John Ensign of Nevada has spent that amount of money. The Las Vegas Review-Journal, the paper of record in Nevada, is saying that he wrote checks to a dozen law firms for himself and aides into this ongoing investigation of his ethics. The Senate Ethics Committee and the U.S. Justice Department are conducting investigations into whether he broke laws or Senate rules in an attempt to cover up an affair he was having. His campaign finance report for the third quarter shows the expenditures left him with about $280,000 in cash on hand. He's up for re-election in 2012, and he was fooling around with the wife of one of his, I think his campaign manager, actually, at one point the guy was. And that's where the question comes in. Was he trying to pay them off, get the money, that whole thing? And He's fighting it through different law firms, as you just heard there. Finally, a trial is starting in the Chandra Levy saga. Boy, this was seemed like it happened forever. Do you remember this story? It dominated headlines and any show that you listened to, I don't care what it was, any news show or even your local news when they did the national portion, they talked about the sad story of this mysterious murder of a Washington intern, and it got all gunky as to what happened, and they were even going after the former California congressman Gary Condit, whose career really fell apart after he was linked to her and became the number one suspect. It wasn't him in the end, but it wasn't looking good for him because, see, this is one of those things. He was fooling around with her at some point, and there were traces of him around her apartment, etc., all that kind of stuff. And as it turns out, though, she was jogging, and an illegal immigrant from El Salvador went after her. So, and people don't even know this guy's name, Igmar Guanquit, and this dominated news coverage until the September 11th attacks in 2001, and then that's what happens. It just fell by the wayside. Police don't believe that Condit had anything whatsoever to do with her death now at this point. And, you know, unfortunately for him, he's going to continue to be part of the process, though, because he might be called as a witness at the trial. He hasn't been subpoenaed yet, but it's looking like that's a possibility. Of course, he's saying through his lawyers that he would absolutely cooperate. He's the ex-congressman who's writing a book about his experience, but he's not going to say anything about it until the trial ends. And they found this guy. There was a botched investigation, apparently. He escaped because of the frenzy around the former congressman, who never admitted an affair but said he was friends with her. However, she had told family members that she was romantically involved with him. So the upshot is that now this guy was in prison. He had a pseudonym he was using, all this other stuff. And finally, they were able to somehow link it to him. It was the DNA. And they never had that. They didn't have that to link it, but finally they were able to get it. Remember, she was found dead in Rock Creek Park. And now it's just a question of what happens with the evidence in front of the jury. But, boy, that's a long time. Can you imagine what that family has been through in the meantime? Waiting and waiting. First of all, thinking that the congressman was wiggling out of it. Then finding out, of course, he had nothing to do with it, even though it was looking so bad for him for a long time. And now finally they've got someone really tied to it, but they had to wait all this time for it to go through. And I think that would be pretty rough on anyone who lost a daughter in that vicious, horrible, horrible way. And they just, like I said, they just found her body. She was murdered and she had been sexually attacked and just awful, awful stuff. All right, here's our last one, and it's a flip. It's a restaurant I used to love. The New York City landmark Tavern on the Green is back in business. You know what it's turning into? For 2011, it's a visitor's center. Yeah. Unrecognizable from the days of being a restaurant, the revamped tavern is a visitor center for Central Park. Tourists can sign up for a couple of different things. In fact, two different things, nature tours, or visit a gift shop. That's a wrap. Coming up on the flip side, we've got sports shorts.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Off right to left to Percy Harvin at the 4 up to the 25 to 30. And Harvin's gone. 50, 35, 16, 95 yards. The game is tied. The Cowboys kickoff return. A kickoff coverage team is terrible. Wide receiver Shango in motion to the left. Hand off Peterson coming left through three white shirts. Walk it on in. Touchdown Minnesota, their first lead of the day. So Longwell will have the ball spotted by Cluey at the 28 right hash, 38 yards. Good snap and hold. Plenty of distance on the kick from 38. It's good. And the Vikings lead with 4:05 to play.
The highlights for Sports Shorts, because our game of the week, our Nail the Score game, folks, as you know, was Minnesota Vikings and the Dallas Cowboys. Minnesota hosting those lowly Cowboys, both teams desperately needing the win. The Vikings got it, you just heard. So they go 2-3, the Cowboys 1-4. I'll tell you, Percy Harvin's 95-yard kickoff return for a touchdown was incredible. I'm like watching him run. I'm like, oh, like the wind, brother. He is going to the house. Forget about it. And it was, you know, it was one of these situations where also the Cowboys suffered a bunch of stupid penalties, ridiculous penalties, including the excessive celebration penalty in the end zone is when it happened, and Miles Austin looked like he was lost in the sauce and had no idea what that was about. So there were some critical moments. The celebration was when he leapfrogged Roy Williams in the end zone after the first touchdown. So then he also got called for pass interference on, you know, what would have been his 68-yard touchdown catch and run when he had his one-handed shove of Asher Allen, which he did, and it sent the Vikings cornerback, just falling to the turf. And I think that was a good call. There was some argument on the Dallas side of things that, oh, that's ridiculous. But no, it was, he definitely did. He definitely pushed off. And in the end, you know, the Vikings came through. I thought they would. I didn't nail the score. My score was Vikings 27-24. There were a couple of you, like Al in Canada, said the Vikings 28-17. You also had Dan in Texas, the Vikings 28-24. Scott in Iowa, Vikings 34-21. But the bottom line is, many of you picked the Vikings. Nobody nailed the score. Close does not count. You have to nail it. That's why it's called that. So our prize closet is still full, and so are the bragging rights. Nobody has done it yet. We go into week 7. Next time around, don't forget, Thursday/Friday, we'll do it all over again. It's in the third hour. Matt, I'm sure you were excited because you are a Minnesota kind of guy. You're there at the mothership. You're a huge Vikings fan, and they pulled it out.
Yeah, they did. And I think we played well enough to win, but we didn't play amazingly. I think Dallas, they just did not come out ready to play today. And I don't know what their deal was with their offense, but they did not throw the ball down the field whatsoever. And we lost one of our starting safeties during the game. And then we had a couple other corners out. Cedric Griffin's done for the year. Chris Cook's out. We were playing with, you know, three corners, and Lito Shepard's one of them, and he is way past his prime. So I don't know why they didn't take more chances downfield. It seemed like everything was a dump off or a screen pass. Maybe it had to do with their offensive line letting people through. But I don't know. It was not a good game plan, I don't think, for the Cowboys.
No, and that's part of the problem. The game planning is weak. They need to get rid of Wade Phillips, in my opinion, after watching him. Too many seasons, too many chances. He needs to go. It's an undisciplined team. That's why you're seeing, of course, there's such a thing as good penalties. And, yes, occasionally you get penalties. You jump off the line with a false start or whatever. But the Cowboys have too many ridiculous penalties. And I think Matt hit the nail on the head. Besides being undisciplined, the game plan is sucky. It does not work, and we keep seeing this repeated pattern. That's why they're in this situation. I wouldn't be surprised if the coach lost his job in the next couple of weeks. I mean, would Jerry Jones pull the trigger midseason? You bet he would. He's got the Death Star sitting out there, the billion-dollar facility that's going to be the site of the Super Bowl. He's paying millions to Jason Garrett, the offensive coordinator. I think he'll have to make some kind of a move, particularly they've got the Giants next week and they lose that one. I mean, look at the hole already they're in. They can ill afford, what, maybe a couple more losses, if that, to try to even make it in to the playoffs. You know, it was an interesting game, too. I'll mention this one quickly. There were a bunch of different games in the NFL, but the Indy-Washington game, Washington had a couple of chances at the end to maybe boot a field goal, get close enough for that, or perhaps even win it. Who knows? And Donovan McNabb tried it. He tried a couple of long balls. Didn't happen. Even they had two different chances at it. So Indianapolis ended up winning that one in the end, 27-24. Because the Philadelphia Eagles blew out Atlanta the way they did, now Philadelphia is in the driver's seat in the NFC East. 31-17 was the final of their score. Scary moment, DeSean Jackson in that game is just absolutely, it just looked like his head was going to come off his body. That's how frightening it was. And it wasn't lost on the players on the field when they see that. You know, competitors or not, it was scary, absolutely scary, scary, scary. Turns out he ends up with a concussion, and a concussion where he's got some memory loss. So it's a route for the Eagles, but DeSean Jackson, I mean, who knows when he comes back into the game. He was laying on the turf just completely motionless. And you had both players on both sides, like I say, they were on their knee, took a knee, and they were gathered kind of close to him. Not just him, but Dunter Robinson also was just as immobile as well. Thankfully, they both got up, Jackson with a concussion and Robinson with a head injury. Neither one of them went back into the game. Jeremy Maclin made up for the loss of Jackson, who's an incredible wide receiver, and Maclin did him proud. He caught a couple of touchdown passes of 8 and 83 yards, And Philadelphia is now 4-2 and tied for the NFC's best record, because, of course, the Giants, too. I forgot about them. And so it also snaps the Falcons' four-game win streak. A couple of others quickly worth mentioning. The 49ers finally pick up that elusive win over the Raiders, 17-9. How about the Jets? Boy, they're clicking on all cylinders, so maybe the HBO curse isn't true. They were the Hard Knocks team, 24-20. The Giants beat the Lions, 28-20. That's why they're tied in the NFC East. A couple of other quick notables. In overtime, the Patriots beat the Ravens. I was watching the tail end of that game. That was kind of interesting at the end. 23-20, so they pick up yet another win. Boy, the Ravens still look like such a good team. Ben Roethlisberger is back with the Steelers. They beat the Browns 28-10. There was another overtime game. The Dolphins, the Packers twice. They've gone down in overtime 2 weeks in a row. The Dolphins beat them 23-20. We move on to baseball quickly, and the Philadelphia Eagles finally, after losing their first game to the Giants 4-3, end up with a big win on Sunday. Here's what that sounded like.
The 1-0, and a swing and a drive into center field. That's a base hit in front of Torres. Takes two hops to the center fielder, Oswalt, around third. The stop sign was up, but Oswalt's coming home, and he's saved. The throw was cut at the mound by Huff. His relay to the plate was not in time. And Roy Oswalt, right through the stop sign, has scored an insurance run. It's a 3-1 Phillies lead.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball swung on, hit in the air, right field. It's well hit. Ross back at the track of the wall. He looks up. It's off the top of the wall. One run is home. Here comes Polanco. Worth coming around third. He's going to score a 3-run double for J-Roll. The red light on, and Rollins comes through.
The 3-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a bouncer left side. Rollins in the hole. He's up with it. The throw to first. In time. And the ball game is over. The Phillies even the series. They do the little things right to take the lead. And they break it open early on a big hit from Jimmy Rollins.
All right. And so the Phillies do that, as you heard, 6-1. And it was big. Oswalt was huge in that one. He ended up getting a hit. He also scored a run. Even when he had the stop sign, he came in. He was terrific in that game. So the Phillies and San Francisco tied at one apiece in the American League. The Rangers and the Yankees are tied at one apiece as well. Be interesting to see what happens there, because after playing two in Texas, it now switches to New York for three games. And, of course, the Phillies will go to San Francisco. They get a split with the Giants. This is some good baseball. I love me some playoff baseball.